This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Negotiations between the White House and the Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives are in a second massive round of coronavirus aid have, quote, come a long way. That's according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today. In a Bloomberg News interview ahead of an afternoon phone call with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, Pelosi said that the two sides are resolving disagreements over language, setting out a national testing strategy for coronavirus, as well as addressing the impact of the pandemic on communities of color. The two sides are still negotiating emergency funding for cash-strapped state and local governments. Pelosi had set Tuesday as the final day to reach a deal with the Trump administration before the presidential and congressional elections, which are just 2 weeks away on November 3rd. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell committed today to bring any White House-approved legislation that results from such a deal to the Senate floor for a vote. If negotiations between the White House and the Democratic Majority House of Representatives fail, the next opportunity for negotiations on aid will come during a lame duck session of Congress in November and December. The U.S. economy is showing some signs of recovery from the lockdowns instituted earlier this year to contain the spread of the virus. More than 11.4 million jobs have been recovered, and there are signs of increased hiring in hard-hit industries such as tourism. But new unemployment claims jumped last week to more than 890,000. That's the highest level since mid-August. The United States leads the world with just over 220,000 COVID-19 deaths, as well as infections with more than 8 million cases total, according to Johns Hopkins University. VOA News. Thailand's cabinet has announced it will recall its parliament from recess to discuss ongoing pro-democracy demonstrations in the country. Lawmakers are expected to meet for a non-voting session next Monday and Tuesday. Embattled Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha says he has approved the plan. Protesters are calling for Prayut's resignation and several other changes to Thailand's constitution. They're also calling for changes to the monarchy, a seemingly untouchable institution in Thailand, where insulting royalty can result in criminal charges. The Thai government on Tuesday ordered the closing of Voice TV. That's one of four media outlets under investigation by the government for their coverage of the protest movement. FCC Thai, a press club of local and foreign journalists in Thailand, said in a statement Sunday it was deeply concerned about the investigation of news outlets in relation to the protests. The U.S. and Russia signaled willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded within hours, saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. The State Department said the U.S. is prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement, and Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February 2022, while a new treaty is negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed in 2010. It imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. And U.S. Supreme Court justices have a job for life once they're nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. But a majority of Americans would like to see that change. That's according to a court reform report prepared by researchers at Washington University at St. Louis and Pennsylvania State University. The survey was taken in July before the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It finds that fewer than one-third of Americans favor expanding the U.S. Supreme Court. That's an idea floated by Democrats dismayed at the court's shift to the right. But a majority of those surveyed, 60%, does support setting term limits for justices. A recent confirmation battle over Judge Amy Coney Barrett, President Trump's pick to replace Justice Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, has reignited talk of reforming the high court. The report found that 47% of respondents believe it should take a supermajority of the Supreme Court, at least 7 of 9 justices, to overturn a law passed by Congress. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.